Good morning. We're continuing Chayadim, Chama and Beis, Simen Yud Aleph. And the Chayadim is going through the procedure of saying Birchas Hamotzi. Now he says, V'yatim heitev hei shab hamotzi. It should not be motzi lechem in oretz, but ha motzi lechem in oretz with a hei. The more has a discussion, is the correct bracha motzi lechem in oretz or ha motzi lechem in oretz? And the more comes out that the correct thing to say is Hamutzi lechem in haaretz. So therefore, a person has to be careful to make sure that he clearly enunciates the hay. In other words, to fulfill the more has a whole discussion, it should be Mutzi or Hamutzi, and he doesn't enunciate the hay, he ends up saying Mutzi. So that's the point, is to be careful to enunciate the hay. V'yitein revach k'tzas bein lechem lemin haaretz. So lechem, min, there's two mems which are immediately adjacent to each other. So a person will not be careful, he will sort of lose the one mem, lechem min oretz, and it becomes like one word, lechem min. So a person has to give a little bit of a pause, a revach, between the lechem and min, the word min, so you have, it's clear that there's a lechem, and then another mem of min. Okay. He takes this, so he cuts from the larger loaf a piece, which he's able to then give from there to all of the mesubim. So a person in the process of cutting, you have a large loaf, you should, let's say for argument's sake, you have five people sitting by the table, you have a large loaf which could you'll be able to cut 10 pieces from it. So you first should cut off a piece which is large enough that from that piece you're going to be able to then apportion to all the members sitting there, all the people seated, each one will get a piece from that large piece. So you'll cut off a piece which is half of the loaf, or maybe a little more, and then from that piece you will then proceed to cut smaller pieces and give it out. You shouldn't throw the bread to the people. We don't throw bread. It's not their covet. Well, you eat biyad ha'oichel, but you do not put it directly into the hands of the person who is, you're giving it to. Ela yitein lefanav. You should place it in front of him. The only exception where you put it into the hand of the person who is into the person's hand, the recipient's hand, is in the recipient is an ovel. So by the sudas havro of the ovel, somebody would be cutting, he would giving to the velim, he would put them in their hands. So but otherwise we do not do that. Okay. V'also l'hafzik bein bracha ad l'achar shayuchal ha-motzi v'im hifzik mavor le'el klal hey simen tesen yud. So a person should not speak between the bracha and the eating. Now, the two points to point out on that is eating means actually preferably swallowing. So a person should not talk until he's taken a piece in his mouth, chewed it up, and swallowed it. It's very questionable if a person will talk once it's in his mouth before he has swallowed. So it's very clear in the Mishaburah that a person should avoid that situation, because it's going to be a suffix what to do, and most places holy needs a new bracha. If the interruption was for something which is sarach asuda, so that's not considered interruption, that's something which the Chayon pointed out before in Klal Hey. This halacha applies not only to the one who says damoitzi, but to the those which are the mesubin as well. The mesubin cannot eat until the one who makes the bracha eats as well. So we talked about that we want to minimize the interruption. So what's the correct procedure to do when a person has multiple people sitting there? The question is, should he cut a piece for himself and start eating and then cut for everybody else and give it to them? Or should he cut for everybody, pass it out, and then only go back to his piece and eat it? So the Derech Eretz would seem to indicate the second way. Why should you be eating when everybody else is just sitting there waiting for their piece of bread? But that's not necessarily so, and we will clarify that point, Beis Hashem, in the next year. Meanwhile, have a wonderful day.